We learn Masechtas Brachas, Daf Yud Beis and Beis, and we're beginning from the two dots on the bottom of Yud Beis and Aleph. Continuing in Shtikl about Bikur Chaylam on Shabbos. Tanan Banan, Nichlas Vaka is Chaylam. You go into Vaka Chaylam on Shabbos, the Gersa even is B'Shabbos. What do you say? Oymer Shabbosi Melizoik, it's Shabbos, and you're not allowed to daven, Melizoik. Refuah Gravelavi, but still, the refuah should happen quick. You don't want to give him Tanchumim, you want to be Menachem him, you want to make him feel better. You tell him, we can't scream on Shabbos, but the Kruvo, the refuah will come quickly. Ramea Oymer, he says that you say even more. He says, Yecholi Yishu Terachim. Because you're not being mitzdar on Shabbos and be mechabed the Shabbos, that alone should be a schus for a refuah. Rabbi Yehuda Oymer, you say like this, Hamokim Yerachim Alecha Vacholi Yisrael. Hashem Shemrachim on you and all Chol Yisrael. Because you mechayel on other people, that's better. Rabbi Yisrael, Amen. Mokim rachem alecha b'soich choyle Yisrael. Hashem shavach monos you together with Gantz choyle Yisrael. Now the Mashah asks, Delcha Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yisrael seems like they argue on Olam on the Amrim. I thought you're not davening on Shabbos. Here it sounds like you're davening on Shabbos. And Rashi especially sounds like Rashi says, Tilos in the Shema'as, Mishkun Zerabim Zachar, but the Mashah asks, he argues Olam on the Amrim? So Mashah says, it's not a tefillah here. He's talking to the choyle and saying, Hashem shavach monos on you, and the rest of Klal Yisrael. It's not a tefillah to Hashem. It's just a chizik to the chayla. That's what Rashi says. Stam is like Taisa speaks out of Pel de Gazach. Taisa says that Rav Yehuda and Rav Yosi are Yehuda and Meir are the according what?
Actually, there's a
I spoke that out. Yeah, Rashi says tefillah. I'm telling what Mashal says. So Mashal says that means talking to them, and Rashi could just mean that tefillah, since it usually works on Achayim. So here also. It's also good b'kayla mecherim. It's a good question. Rashi's tefillah. Tais also matches a little tefillah. I'll tell you Tais's kash is that according to Huda Ramea and Masechet Rosh Hashanah, a person's din is decided on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, and anything he does in the middle of the year, it doesn't help. It says there, the Gemara says in the Gemara, and Rosh Hashanah says that we daven every day for chaylim. Who is that going according to? The Gemara says according to Rabbi Yaisi, but not according to Rabbi Huda because it doesn't work to daven. So what's going on in the Gemara? Huda says you could daven. Amakim rachem alecha. And for Taisvis, talking about Shabbos Shuva. Talking about Shabbos Shuva. This case was Shabbos Shuva. Taisvis. There's another territory side. So, let me tell you the territory. Look at the Shevna Ishish Layim b'knisasa. And he walked into the chasin. When he walked into the chayla, Omar Shalim. He said the word Shalim. V'tziyasa Eimer Shabbosim Elizik Ruh Grav Elayvah. V'rachma Ruvim. Hashem Azla Rachmanis. V'shifta V'shalim. You should have Shabbos b'shalom. I think this is where it comes, Shabbat shalom comes from here, I think. B'shifta b'shalom, you should have Shabbos b'shalom. So he came in the word shalom and he left the word shalom. And the Tais has a discussion, if Shevna is a, there's a Rasha in the time of Tanakh named Shevna, and then it says, how can you call him Shevna? So maybe his name it should be Gerd Shachna. But the Maizhi says, the Shevna, there was some tzaddikim with Shevna also. He says, like, let's say you have a Rasha Avram, you can't name the name Avram anymore. What do you do with it? So that's what he says, it could be Shevna, that's how he speaks out. So the Gemara Vayta. Keman oz lohodam Rav Chanina, mish yesh lechayla v'sech peisa, yitzarach she'yavenu v'sech chayla yishol. Who is it going according to, that when you have a chayla, you should say, v'soich shach chayla yishol. So he's saying, it goes according to Rav Yesi. Keman k'Rav Yesi, who said that the tefillah is, ha'mokim yirachim alecha v'soich chayla yishol. She ma'arav yis the chayla together with other chaylam, and that gives more schusim to the chayla. V'omer Rav Chanina, Bekushi etiru l'nachem aveilim avake choylem b'Shabbos. That they allow. It still says it's mutter to go menachem avol and to avake choylem on Shabbos. But it's still bekushi. And Rashi says, why is it bekushi? Because the menachem and the mavake are in mitzar. The person coming to visit gets tzar from seeing someone in tzar or lichavelim. Therefore, it's bekushi. Now, always when the Gemara says bekushi, the Gemara is trying to tell us something. So I think I didn't look this up, but the Gemara, the Magen Avraham says that. Even if you know you're allowed to mevakeh choylem menachem avol on Shabbos, you shouldn't plan it specifically for that day. If you have all the day to go, you go all the days. Just if you have all the day to go, you should go on that day. That's what it means. Because she tell you that. By the way, it's because she. It's not mavshu chatchila. We find this lost in other places also in Hilchos Achakos. One time we find it because she tiru to put on makeup. It was the same word. It's not. It's only because she. It's not. You know. So what the Gemara vayta. Omer Rabba bar Bar Chana, ki havazlina basrei de Rabba Lazar l'shluya b'tvicha. When I went behind Rabba Lazar, I was watching him Sometimes he said it in Lashon HaKodesh, Hashem should be zoicher you, remember you for peace. He said in Aramish, Rachmona yadchirno chol l'shalom. He should remember you l'shalom. So one time he said it in Lashon HaKodesh, one time he said it in Aramish. So Mar's kashish hechi avarachi. How can they say a tefila in Arami? And the person should never daven in Lashon Arami. Don't know Aramish. So how can they daven in Lashon Arami? Tosfos speaks out that Gavriel Avada knows Arami because Gavriel knows all 70 languages because he said he taught the Shivim Lashonis to Yosef. But regular Machashars don't know Aramaic. So how could he daven in Aramaic? So Gemara Shani Chayla Shchina Imai. A Chayla is different because the Shchina is with him. The Amar Rav Onan Amar Rav Menayin Shchina Soyed Es Chayla. How do you know that the Shchina supports the Chayla? We're going with that pshat of Soyed, the first pshat in Rashi. Shenema Hashem Yisadenu Al Eres Devoy. That Hashem supports a person on his deathbed, on his sick bed. Someone goes to vaka chayla, you shouldn't sit on the bed, you want to cheer. He wraps himself with a cloak, sits on the floor, because the shechina is above the chayla, above the head of the chayla. So you shouldn't sit on a chair on a mita. So what our minig is, we sit on the floor, anyone sits on the floor, when you go back, I don't think so. So what's the reason? So Tosfos explains the reason. He says, this whole din is only if your chair is higher than the bed. But if your chair is lower than the bed, then it's not a problem. So most of the time, when you go visit someone, usually your chair is lower than the bed. But if it's higher than the bed, the taka can't sit on the chair. They sit in the Gemara. But Amar Rav, Tosfos speaks this out, that the niradafka shechel ha-sheikh benomuch, they shouldn't be higher. How do you know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sustains the chayla? A lot of times it's a hard time eating. So who sustains him? HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself sustains him. Hashem supports the person on his sickbed. So now we're going to go back to the sugya of Shema Yata. That you're not allowed to read La'or HaNer. Why not? Because you might be Mata. You might be Mata the Ner. You might mata the ner, which is issa of havara, because you're putting the oil closer to the ner to make a light, so it's havara. Zok to Gemara, Omar Rabba, afilu gavoya shtei koimos. Even if the ner is two stories high, there's no way you can be mata. It's a loy plug, Rashi says. It's a loy plug on our haner. Afilu shtei mardois, even if it's high shtei mardois, which is a different type of measurement. Afilu asara babzal gavzeh. It's 10 stories high. Still, the halacha is, you can't read connected that ar ner. Palalit. It's a loy plug. It says lo yikra l'arne chadud lo likri. One person can't read. Hashtrei shabbat. There were two people could read. Why they remind each other? When we were shemayata.
Why by
tonight
is not allowed chadud to read?
We're
not to look.
We'll see in a second. I'll answer because two different yonim. But Tanya, it says a brayso lo echav lo shnayim. Not one person, not two people can do l'arne. It's only to learn together the same exact thing, so they remind each other. But I'm in my world, and the other guys in his world, they're not going to remind each other, and they're going to have a problem of Shema Yata. They'll have a problem of Shema Yata because they're not learning the same thing. They're learning together, but Chavrusa, the same thing, so they remind each other. Learning two different in Yonim, then it's a problem even by two people. And there's another halacha, because what should be answered to tonight. Because Rabbi Yehuna, with a madura, fill somebody out of them also. It's a big fire, then even 10 people also. The reason is because every person has its own a part of the flame that he's using, and therefore they sit far from each other, like Rashi says, and they're not going to be able to remind each other. So again, if they're not close to each other also, they won't remind each other. Omar, if we finish the Omar to the end, we'll get back to tonight, because the end of this Omar. Zotim Maravaita, Omar Rava. Im Adam Chashev hu mutter. If it's an Adam Chashev, then it's mutter. Adam Chashev doesn't play with the lamps, and therefore, because of his chashivas, and therefore, it's mutter. So the Gemara Meisvei, I'm asking you a kasha. Rava said Adam Chashev mutter. I'm asking you a kasha Meisvei lo yikra lo arhaner shema yata. A person shouldn't read lo arhaner on Shabbos because he might be matter in there. And be over havara. I could do it. I won't do it. you know, I'm a, I have enough years of time, I never do such a thing. Pamachas, Koro, he was learning. Ubikis Tahatis, he wanted to do it. Oh, Kama Gdelim Divrei Chachamim, Shay Oimer La Yikra La Arhaner. How big are the Divrei Chachamim that they said, La Yikra La Arhaner? And there's some tyrant, and some people want to tie it up. Shad is that once the Chachamim put this Gzeri in the world, now it became Metzias. He was right, really. Someone this Chosh would never do it. But once there's a Gzeri like that, then that becomes a stick of the Metzias. What? What? This is Metzah the Halacha. You knew him well because he was there. No. But he was saying, I would never do such a thing. The Maisa, he almost did such a thing. And Rav Nosson says, I did it. Rav Nosson, I'm a car of a hit. He did it, a hit. Because I, and Yishmael ben Elisha, could receive a tisid erev Shabbos, like she bona vese mikdash, avi chata shmeina. I read, and it was matter in erev Shabbos, avi chata shmeina. And I'll bring a chata shmeina. That's what he wrote down. And he did it. He wrote down. He didn't bring a chata shmeina for this thing. He bring a chata shmeina for this thing. I saw ha'ara. I don't have such a big ara. But why do you have to write exactly what he did? Karisi v'tc. Just say v'chal Shabbos. I have to bring a chatos. Why do you have to write exactly what it is? So it's the reason I'm saying, oh, it's this week's parasha. This parasha it says l'savaru es b'chol moshe seichem. Rashi has one pshat havaru l'lav yotzes, which means one pshat one talent the Gemara that havaru doesn't have a chatos. It's only a lav. So he wrote it down because he's not sure it's machlokes. So when comes Mashiach comes, you'll see. Maybe not going to be chayav echatas. Only on tzad that havara is not lav yotzes. Then that's he wrote down exactly. Karisi v'tisi. Think of Kivayegas says a pshat. Or maybe the goyin. Maybe it's the goyin's pshat. Omer Abba.
We read the chatas.
You don't have to. You don't have to which malacha. Malacha on Shabbos. And which malacha? Malacha on Shabbos. Yeah. Come on. So because the question is, what's the question? The question is, you see that even Adam Chashuv. There's a problem because it came out. Even though the chash was a chash. Amar Rabba, Shani Rishma Ben Elisha, Holum makes him ask about the retire like a hedyet. He makes himself on the retire like a hedyet. I guess the vart is that by him, when he learned Torah, he felt himself like a hedyet, and he was matter in there. It was a derech from the matter in there, and therefore doesn't have this mila Adam Chashuv that is not matter in there. But Adam Chashuv who never touches the there is taka allowed to read la'ohana. Tani Chodah, Shamish boy the koisos v'ka'oros la'arneh. One bright says that a Shamish could check his koisos and ka'oros la'arneh to see if they're dirty. Tani idach lo yivdak. The other bright says, you're not allowed to check to see if they're dirty la'arneh. The Shamish can't do it. Like Kasha, kama Shamish kavua, kama Shamish ain't kavua. So Rashi explains, the Shamish kavua is worried about his job, so he wants to make sure it's very clean. So he's not allowed to do la'arneh, because he has to look at it very good. Shamash Dainan Kavu doesn't care about his job so much. He's not here, he's temporarily here anyway, so he's not so makbid to check so good, and therefore he's allowed to check Lahaner. We boy is saying, Mahav Hab Shamash Kavu, both talking about Shamash Kavu, really should be a problem Lahaner. But like Kash Hab, the Mish Hab, the Nafta. One's regular oil lamp, and one is a kerosene lamp, and a person doesn't like getting too close to it because of its smell, and therefore he'll remember on Shabbos not to do it. So if the second lashon, if the boy is saying, but there's a shayla in the Gemara, boy aluhu. If the second lashon that was saying that we're talking about the case that's usher by shamash kavua is mishcha, and the case is mutter is kerosene. But what about shamash ena kavua? A boy aluhu shamash ena kavua, but the mishcha by oil mahu. What's the halacha? Amarav halacha ve'marikain. The halacha is that he's allowed, but don't teach it to the masses. You could do it, and that's the halacha l'maisa. You could tell everyone about the halacha also. And what was the maisa? Rav Yirmiyahu ben Abba went with his own shamish, ikel be Rav Asi. He came with his shamish to Rav Asi's house. Come shamay, Rav Yirmiyahu's shamish helped out in the house there. Kabadik l'nahira, the shraga. He was checking the plates in the fire. Unrelated to Sue, so Rav Asi, the host, his wife told him, Marley avach, you don't let the shamish do that. Leave the shamash alone. He's doing like his rabbi. His rabbi is Rabbi Yirmiyah. His master is Rabbi Yirmiyah. His rabbi is Rabbi Yirmiyah, who holds the halacha marukain. So leave him alone. He's doing like his rabbi.